At least I got this. Good.
Okay.
Take two.
Sorry, take me, right?
Well, they kind of asked about his political philosophy.
And there have been others that we've interviewed that have wanted to put him on either side, either conservative or liberal. I guess I just wondered if that's more of like a current label that people are putting back on him. I mean, if he was actually one or the other, or if he just... But you kind of touched on that a little bit.
I think if you describe Charlie, he's a Democrat as we used to know them. And when the party allowed both teams to play on the same field.
Mm-hmm. See, sort of the last true Texas Democrat.
Well, I don't know any other Texas Democrats, so...
Well, tell you my word.
Now there's not a whole
Bigfoot, right?
There's not very many of them left.
Yeah, sad, but true.
But he was pretty much typical of a congressman then. I mean, now it is so partisan. But
no, you couldn't say typical because I would tell you that probably the leadership would have looked at him as more what they called a blue dog Democrat, which is, you know, more on the conservative side. But if it was a social vote, they knew that they could count on him. But, I mean, I don't know why they wouldn't have called Jack Murtha a blue dog Democrat, because if it was anything to do with, you know, defense or anything like that, and they were one side, but it used to be allowable, and it isn't anymore.
Those are pretty much my basic questions.
Those are your basic questions.
Sorry,
it's okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Actually, Kathleen, can I get